We are in Siman Kuf Yud. We are up to Siv Zayin, and we will be completing the Siman. So the Mechaber says, Omarosa, we are talking about Tfilas HaDerech. When is the proper time to say Tfilas HaDerech? Acher Shehechsig BaDerech. You don't say Tfilas HaDerech before you leave. You say Tfilas HaDerech once you're on the road. Ve'ein LaOmra, you do not say it Elim Ken Yeshlo Lelech Parsa. And you only say it if you have a parsa that you're going to go. Avopachas mi parsa lo yachtom b'borach. If you're traveling for less than a parsa outside the city, you cannot say tefillas haderech with a chasima. So first of all, one does not say tefillas haderech while he is still in the city or in the ibura shel ir. Ibura shel ir means a little over 70 ames outside the last house. So long as you're still in the middle of the city or you're within the city limits or within the Ibura Shel Ir, the halachi is that you do not say Tfilas HaDerech. You have to wait until you leave that. The Taz is Matir as soon as you start getting ready to go. The Achronim say that you can only be Somach on that B'di'evid. What happens if you're on a journey and every night you stop off in a city, you go to sleep and get up and then go further? There the halacha is that even though you're still in the city, you can say Tfilas HaDerech because the city is really part of your journey. Your city is not your destination, your city is your journey. Now, so what did it say? You can only say it if you're going for the distance of a parsa, but less than a parsa you should not have a chasima. Why is that? Because within a parsa of the city is not considered a makam sakana unless it is known as a makam sakana. So the halacha will be that if you are leaving the city limits, that means more than 70 plus amma outside, past the last house of the city, and the road there is a dangerous place, then you can say Tfilas HaDerech even if it's not a parsa. Otherwise, you only say it once you're a parsa away. You only say it if you intend on going a parsa outside the city. The Mishnah Berurah, by the way, says it doesn't make a difference if you're walking, if you're going by boat, you're going by train. The halacha in all cases is that if you're going a parsa, then you should say Tfilas HaDerech as soon as you're out of the city limits. So that once you're out of the city limits and intend on traveling a parsa, you can say Tfilas HaDerech immediately. Further, V'im shachach mila omra, if you did not say it immediately, yomer osa kol zman shu baderech, you can say it so long as you're on the road. Whereas once you reach within a parsa of the city that you're going to, the halachi is you can no longer say Tfilas HaDerech with a chasima. You could say Yiratzen, but you could not end Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tfilah. Misham ve'elach yomer oso below bracha. What is a parsa? A parsa is 4 milin. And what's a mil? A mil is 2,000 amis. So a parsa will end up being 8,000 amis, which is approximately 4 kilometers. It says the Mishnah Berurah, the minig therefore is that you don't say Shalom Aleichem to someone if he went on a journey, if that journey was less than a parsa. Now, if you plan on going on a long journey, but right now, you're within a parsa of a city, you cannot at that point say Tfilas HaDerech because you're no longer in a makam sakana. So the halacha is that whenever you say Tfilas HaDerech, you should be outside the city limits. This is the rule. You've already left the city limits, which means 70 plus amma after the last house. Your journey is going to be for more than a parsa outside of the city. You can say it immediately after you leave the city limits, provided that you're not already within a parsa of another city. Sifches, hanichnas lebeis medrash, a different tefillah. When you come to the beis medrash, yispal yiratzmul fanach Hashem lekinu vakei avasenu shaloi kashal bedvar halacha v'chulu. The entire nusach the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Gemara, and that is the tefillah before you start learning when you come to the beis medrash. Uvitziyasa, when you leave the beis medrash, yomer moldani lefanach Hashem lekain shasam techelk im miyosha beis medrash, and so on. Now, first of all, the Arizal used to say it every morning. In other words, when you start your days learning, even though you're learning B'yachidi and you're not in the Beis Medrash, when you start your days learning, you can say it. B'shem the Arizal, they bring down to say the psukim ki Hashem yitin chokhmah mipiv dan susfuna gal einai v'abita neflos m'torah secha. The Taz says when you're learning alone, you should say it, and especially a mora hora has to say the tefillah, or someone that is higiel hora, when he learns, since he's going to be paskening on the basis of it, he should make sure that he says the tefillah of shalom ekoshel b'dvar halacha. The Rambam writes that these tefillahs are a chova. This is not some kind of a tefillah, one of these tchinis that different people are knowing. We're talking about something that's ikar adin. You can say it's sitting or standing. And also, the same thing goes for the Modani. The Modani is not limited to the Beis Medrash. It's even for somebody who's learning on his own. When the day's learning is over, the person should say Modani at the end of the day.